This is Vatican Radio. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, or CDF, on Tuesday released a letter on the relationship between the hierarchical and charismatic gifts for the life and the mission of the Church at a news conference in the Holy See's press office. Entitled The Church Rejuvenates, the letter stresses that whilst the hierarchical and charismatic gifts are co-essential in the life of the Church, the charismatic movements and groups need to obey the ecclesial hierarchy and do not have the right to an autonomous ministry. The document describes the importance and vitality of the charismatic realities, many of which have sprung up since the Second Vatican Council, but also spoke of the need for them to have ecclesial maturity. In his address at the Vatican News Conference, the prefect of the CDF, Cardinal Gerhard Müller, revealed that the letter is the outcome of a study on the issue that began in the year 2000, and in a reference to its title, said the Church's enduring challenge, like that of any other institution, is to renew itself with the passing of time, but without changing or corrupting its identity. The document insists on the complementary nature of the ecclesial institution and the new charismatic movements and communities, saying the charisms of the latter must in one way or another be institutionalized to have coherency and continuity. The CDF's letter also speaks of the criteria that need to be adopted for discerning authentic charisms within the new movements and groups, pending their ecclesial recognition and integration in the life of the Church. The importance of a legal recognition of these new ecclesial realities in accordance with canon law is also underlined in the letter, as well as the essential relationship between the universal church and the local churches, where these charismatic movements should place their gifts at the service of the diocese. I'm Susie Hodges.